I suppose, Kevin, after the disappointment of losing away to Kerry last weekend, you wanted to bounce back, and that's what you've done.
Yeah, I suppose when you're spending 13, 14 hours in the bus heading to Kerry and you get nothing out of it, it's kind of, yeah, it kind of depletes the squad a wee bit, and the mood can be down. But we put the boys up, and we've kind of agreed as a group and a staff where when we go at games this year, we're not going to be sitting back and maybe hoping for a draw. We're going to be trying and play on the front foot. And I thought we'd done that down in Kerry as well. I thought we created enough chances to at least get a point out of the game. It wasn't to be. Tonight, I thought, again, we started in the front foot. We got our goal. We probably should have had two in the first half. But when you don't get your second, you're always going to withstand that last 10-15 minutes, especially, and Longford threw everything at us, and Lorenzo pulled off a couple of brilliant saves. So we got away with it in some ways, but it's a really good 3 points for us again, because we had back-to-back away games, you know.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, you had been on that unbeaten run, and unfortunately it came to an end last weekend. The thing about it is, between these two sides, there's never much between them. Last season, 4 draws.
Yeah.
So tonight was always going to be tight.
100%. Obviously, we haven't played Cork yet, and we haven't played Bray yet. Watched them last night, both of them on TV. Two quality sides. I think Cork, obviously, you can see there's a gap beginning to form already.
I think that's the only guarantee in the division, is
yeah,
Cork will win it.
Yeah, it probably is the only guarantee with the front three that they have. It's as good as any Premier Division team. Like, so, and we know all about the front three. But everybody else is very, very, very close together. I can't, like, if Longford would have beat us tonight, there's nobody going to be shocked or big surprises. So, and it's the same every game we've played this year, and if always it needs to be 10% off it, and you get punished. Every player and every coach and every club has signed really, really well this year, and everybody's got stronger. I've said it in pre-season when I've seen all the signings, this division's getting stronger and stronger each year, and you can't pick. It'll be a good person to go and pick the top five this year, obviously bar Cork, and I think Bray has a wee bit of quality about them as well, but everybody else is very, very, very close together, and it's going to be a good season.
The players that you had available tonight done you proud, because when you think of the players that you didn't have available, and in particular Josh Cullen and Gavin McAteer, who have always impressed me whenever I've seen them play against Longford Town.
Yeah, we've had, we're counting tonight, 6 players from the team that beat UCD missing tonight, either injured or away on international duty. But these are the things that we do. We've called up, we counted today maybe 10-11 under 20s from the starting 11 on the bench, and that's the way we're going as a club. They came in and they done well. We didn't have to use some of the younger boys tonight, but they will get their chance as well. But yeah, that's the demographic of a squad. It's very, very young, bar 2 or 3 players. And yeah, that's what we've decided to do as a club, and it's working so far.
You spoke about how tight the division is. This win, you have leapfrogged Longford Town and Wexford into 5th, and you are only 1 point behind 4th place at Athlone.
Yeah, I'm not a man for looking at the table, I'll be honest with you. Fans can, that's up to the supporters, maybe players and stuff like that, but I'm not on social media and I don't look at the table.
Just after
seeing
table. A massive beatbox or something behind me, is that what you're going to have to listen to the whole way back to Donegal?
Yes, this is the age of the players that we have, and unfortunately we're going to have to listen to the music.
I think we're showing our age, aren't we, Kevin?
Yeah, probably. But yeah, as I was saying, the standard of this division has gone so up. Wayne has signed really, really well here. Obviously, I watched the game last week against Wexford, and they were full value for their money. So there's not many teams, I think, that's going to come here and go away with 3 points, the way they play and the approach they have and the way they play for Wayne. So, it's just going to be one of those leagues. Will I look at the league table in a few months' time? I probably will.
Yes.
but at the moment, nah. Because players are still settling in, and you'll get a truer reflection in phase three and phase four of where the league lies, you know.
Were you surprised in some ways in that first half? I know Lorenzo pulled off one very good save, but Longford Town, compared to last weekend to the performance against Wexford, offered very little in that opening half.
Yeah, it was probably a part of that, and a part of we were very good. I thought our front two were excellent. They caused wild baller all night, Nathan and Timmy. I thought Alex and
Nathan, really
Nathan,
impressed us, yeah.
Yeah, Nathan and Alex were really good down the left-hand side. I thought our back three played really well. They were solid. And our midfield matched up. Young Adam McDay was his first start of the season tonight, and he looked like he's been playing in there all year long. So huge credit to him as well. And obviously, he's been ill over pre-season, and we knew he wasn't going to last 90 minutes. But he put in a fantastic 70, 80 minutes tonight. You know.
Yeah, that's it. And as Town pressed for that equaliser, all bodies were behind, you know. Lorenzo had to make a few saves, but then there was defenders and there was players putting their bodies in the line.
It's one of those ones, as a coach, you know it's coming, and you don't want everybody to be lying in our 18-yard box, and you can shout on and try and get them up the field, but it never happens, you know. It just always seems to go that way. And we just had to defend for our lives in the last 10 minutes, and thankfully we did. You know, and Lorenzo pulled off a couple of brilliant saves, especially one that I can remember, and we had one cleared off the line. So it's one of those ones where we got away with it tonight, but there's going to be weeks where you probably don't get away with it, you know. But you really, when you get your first goal at this level, if you can get that second, it kills the team off. And that's something we need to work on, is getting that second goal.
The Premier Division kind of complain about all their games, but for the First Division, they've got a couple of run of games now, because you have a busy weekend next weekend because of the bank holiday.
Yeah, it's grand for the Premier Division teams. They take a weekend off for the international break and play midweek, but we're everybody in the First Division bar.
Poor Kevin McHugh has to do
whatever his players, yeah. Yeah, everybody in bar probably Cork City are all part-time, and people can't afford to take extra days off work, and the players as well, so They're the things you have to deal with, and I think theirs are coming from First Division clubs now, and probably will be as the years go on, you know.